Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, welcome back. Hour number three underway, and we decided we are going to play a little bit of Dan Quinn. He's meeting with reporters right now before the team heads off to Madrid after another dreadful loss.
You know, when something's not working, we shift from the question of why isn't it working to what do we need to do to get right? And right now, that'll call for some change. And I'll take over the role as the defensive coordinator and all that entails. Known Joe as my right-hand man for years, and he took the news like the pro he is. As a defensive staff, including Joe, we're all consumed by getting it right. And that's exactly what we intend to do. And as far as like heading out on the trip and getting rolling, you know, as we head out tonight, I've been a fan of extended road trips, whether it's training camp or, you know, in season to the opposite coast. It can serve a lot of purposes. And this trip, that is literally the definition of that. And so for all of us, the players, the coaches, we're really consumed by getting it right and getting better. And a week together, we need that, every bit of it. Finally, I'll end on some tough news on the injury front. Trey Amos fractured his fibula, and that will knock him out for a while, so he'll miss some significant time. So all that said, I'll get started with you guys, and we'll get rolling.
Go ahead, Con.
What led to the decision to do this? How long have you been thinking about that? Why now?
I think now, just after watching and reviewing the tape, you know, we felt off. You've heard me say that word, John. And so I thought this is the time to add into that and lean in. Joe and I have got a great vibe together, John. We've worked together, you know, through our time in Dallas, and we'll lean back into that space where, you know, he'll help me along the way and all that leads up into the game and calling it into that space. So having Joe, you know, and I been in that vibe together, we'll lean into that again, and we'll do that now.
Nikki?
Dan, what does this mean exactly for Joe's role going forward? If you're handling play calling and everything that, you know, defensive coordinator, what that role is?
Yep. So Joe will be involved all week, obviously with the rest of the staff, and, you know, planning and getting ready for the game. And then on game day, he'll be in the press box, and you know, with the vision on the coverage and the things that we need to do. And so, like I said, Nikki, I'm fortunate that we've been in that battle rhythm together during our time together in Dallas, and so we're going to try to slip into that spot, you know, as quickly as we can.
To Sean.
I know you guys have a lot of logistics that you're figuring out this week, obviously going to Madrid, but specifically about when it comes to, you know, practice field, getting ready for game day operations at the stadium, what sort of work went into preparing for that, you know, throughout the year and during the season without, you know, being able to be on site there?
Yeah, Tashawn, that's a good one, man. That's there's been a lot of people here who spent a lot of time, you know, to go into the spot to get ready. That's from practice to the hotel to where we'll go to when's the best time to travel and, you know, time difference and, you know, how to speed that up as we're going. So we've put a lot of work in. We've done some trips together, but not, you know, overseas together. So we've tried to make it as much like a normal extended road trip so the players can just kind of focus on getting, you know, exactly everything we want lined up to play like we can. So But you're exactly right. There's been an army of people here behind the scenes that have taken trips, gotten things ready. So number of crew already went over earlier, and so they're ready for it.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, so that is head coach Dan Quinn, and I'll just say this, good call by my guy AMAC, who said, after I said, you know what, I'm not sure if we should play Dan Quinn, he's probably not going to say anything, because I was not expecting them to fire Joe Witt to make a major change today. Before the bye week. I was expecting it next Monday. And AMAC said, no, you know what? We really should go to Dan Quinn live. He might say something important. And bam! Good job. Way to go, AMAC. Dan Quinn's going to take over as the defensive coordinator, meaning the defensive play caller. Like, Joe Witt staying on the staff. He's going to be up in the coach's box. He's going to be assisting and helping throughout the week and on game day. But Dan Quinn's going to call the plays. Dan Campbell yesterday called the plays for the Detroit Lions. He didn't like what he was getting out of his offensive coordinator. Remember 3 weeks ago today when I said after the Dallas game, you know what? I don't think Joe Witt should be fired. I'll meet you in the middle. Meet me in the middle. Remember that? And I said, Dan Quinn, call the place. I don't think it'll make much of a difference. I said, but don't fire Joe Witt. Meet me in the middle. And a bunch of you yawned. And that wasn't good enough. And they didn't do it. But they did it 3 weeks later. Meet me in the middle. You heard it first on this show. Because that's what Dan Quinn's doing. They didn't fire him. They just said, oh, by the way, Dan Quinn's going to be the head coach and the defensive play caller, which, you know, listen, I'm all for anything to try and change things up. Whatever they're doing now ain't working. It ain't working anywhere near how it should. So I don't know how much it's going to help, but it wasn't working. All right. Your instant reaction to that will keep you up to date. Oh, and obviously, again, now you lose another starting outside corner and your best corner all year in Trey Amos. Fractured fibula, he's going to probably be gone much of the remainder of the year, if not the remainder of the year. All right, let's go to it. Instant reaction time right here on the Team 980. Let's go to Nigel in Baltimore. Next up, Nigel, what do you think about Dan Quinn taking over play calling duties?
Hey, how you doing?
All right, Dan.
I think it's long overdue for one.
You're not Dan. You're Nigel.
It's long overdue for one.
yeah. Sorry about that. I called you Dan. I was too much Dan Quinn on my mind. Yes, long overdue. I totally
agree. I think it's long overdue. I thought that was the reason why he's here. But my most important question, I think, that elephant in the room nobody hasn't heard, at least I haven't heard nobody talk about, is the strength and conditioning coach. It's like, who is he? Because we're getting a lot of injuries. And it's like, okay, so I'll quote that back to the strength and conditioning coach. What do you think about it?
Well, Chad Englehart is the strength and conditioning coach. He's been here through a lot of regimes. He's been here since the Mike Shanahan days. I know the players love him. I know he works his ass off. I do not think that the strength and conditioning coach is why they've had so many injuries. I think it's a combination of bad luck. And I also think there are times where it doesn't seem like the same philosophy, a message, whatever, is on the same wavelength as the football staff, the training staff, which strength and conditioning coach is a part of. It just doesn't seem like everything is right. And whether that's doctors, trainers, strength and conditioning, football staff, I'm not sure, or the player, you know, that I'm not sure of, but I don't think it alone comes down to, or primarily comes down to, the strength and conditioning coach.
Okay. I agree with you.
But it's not a bad question. I mean, I understand everybody's looking for somebody to kind of like pinpoint, oh, if we just change this, then, you know, we'll fix things or we'll stay magically healthy. And the honest to God answer is, Nigel, some teams never get it. Like, people think, oh, this is just a 1 year thing. Look at the San Francisco 49ers. They are ravaged by injury every single year. Some years they overcome it, and some years they don't. Every single year they are ravaged by injuries. Ravaged.
Right.
You know?
Well, last thing I'm going to say is I thought that he was going to take over. This is long overdue. He should have took over a long time ago, a couple games ago, if you asked me.
Well, but sure. That's what I said. Absolutely. That's what I said a couple of weeks ago. Appreciate you, Nigel. Thank you. We'll go to where are we going here? Let's go to Kevin in Virginia next up. What's up, Kev? How are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good, Kev.
Where do I start? I mean, this is going to throw you for a loop, but I think Dan Quinn's too nice. I mean, he's great when you're winning, but, you know, the defensive coordinator should have been fired. And he talked about how they were together in Dallas. He just couldn't do it. And it's like shuffling the chairs on the Titanic. I mean, you got to start over at some point and part with people if you have to. And he needs to make some of the players more accountable. He never talks about the players and what they're doing or not doing, or the fact that a guy's open by 20 yards. You know, that I don't understand. I mean, I like him as a coach. It's just he's not the type of coach that's good at accountability, in my opinion. You know, this is a professional game. They're paid a lot of money to perform, and there should be consequences when they don't. It's a hard for him to deliver that message, it seems to me, because he doesn't want to hurt the locker room or whatever the case may be. But a Bill Belichick would have fired someone 3 games ago,
mm-hmm.
You know, if he had to. And it sends a message as well that, you know, you guys are professionals and you're embarrassing us. And you need to do something. You either need to perform or we're going to have to get someone else. And that's the way the game's played. So I wonder about whether he's tough enough in these situations to send a message to the team. The other point I want to make is, why isn't Adam Peters up there? I mean, you know, poor Dan Quinn has to take all the heat. Adam Peters has made a few mistakes himself, but he doesn't have to explain them, you know. I could point to 3 things he's done which has hurt this team.
Mm-hmm.
But he doesn't seem to have to answer those questions. You know, the Lattimore trade being the most obvious
one. Well, right. The reason for that is because the NFL, stupidly, as usual, the NFL is very stupid, does not require general managers to talk. So the Commanders PR staff will make Adam Peters available a couple of times a year, but they're not going to make him available every week if it's not mandated. It's the reason why we get Dan Quinn, four times a week. It's the reason why we get Cliff Kingsbury, and I don't know how they do it now that Joe Witt's technically not the defensive coordinator anymore. On Thursdays, normally we would get the defensive coordinator and Cliff Kingsbury. I don't know how they're going to do it this week. I guess Dan Quinn would. I don't know. But you get the point. Like, the only reason why we get that is because it's mandated, not because they want to do it.
But Quinn can't say, I don't have the horses, because then he's throwing shade on his boss.
Absolutely.
But that's That clearly is the case, and Peters has made some mistakes. And I must say, the media in this city, except for you on a certain occasion, is such a hype machine that we don't take a good hard look at really what we have and what we can be, we're capable of.
Well, I appreciate that. I mean, sometimes I'm guilty of it too. I overestimate, right? I mean, I thought they were going to be. I mean, begrudgingly, I went 10-7. I was really leaning 9-8, and I convinced myself, no, I'm being too hard. And I went 10-7. And you know what? Not only are they not going to be 9-8 or 10-7, but, I mean, they'll be lucky to win two more games this year and finish
well,
with
on
five.
On that point, my last comment is, if they're in the top, I'm hoping they're in the top five picks so they can trade back. So they have so many holes.
Yep.
You know, they don't have a second round pick.
That's exactly the scenario we talked about earlier in the show. Exactly what you just said. Caller brought it up, and I was saying, hey, if they can get to the 5-6 pick, you can trade back, but you don't have to drop out of the top 10. You could drop back to 8 or 9, pick up a second round pick, depending on how hungry or desperate the market is. You know, pick up a second round pick, pick up a fourth, which they don't have as well, and maybe a third and a fourth. All right, so you don't get the second, but you get the third and the fourth, or whatever the situation might be, but get something. And that's why I was so disappointed last week. And Kevin, I appreciate the phone call. Good to hear from you. As I was so disappointed last week when they didn't make one single trade. Get something. And instead they got nothing. Let's go to Lee in Carolina next up. What's up, Lee? How are you?
Good day. Thanks for taking my call.
Yeah, thanks for making it.
Driving back from the debacle last night.
Ooh.
Been that way for the last few weeks. At any rate, you got rid of Joe, so I think Cliff need to be next also to be chopping block. Also, team is in disarray. You lost your best rookie and your cornerback, so he's out for the rest of the year. So this team is, as I said after the Chicago game, it set us back for a while, and we're in big trouble for years to come. We don't have no draft picks, only 5 draft picks. When we first got this Dan Quinn, these Cowboy boys, it wasn't our first, it wasn't our second choice, it wasn't our third choice, it was a fifth or sixth choice. And now, you see what we're dealing with now. I was in Atlanta when we played them this year, and people say, man, you're going to regret Quinn. And that has come to fruition also.
Well, yeah, the fans there did not like Dan Quinn the last couple of years. There is no doubt about it. I've been down this road so many times where fans just hate everything about coaches, and only when they win championships are they fine. You know, like they don't like Andy Reid at some times in Kansas City, and they certainly didn't in Philadelphia. They didn't like Tony Dungy, who all he did was make the playoffs every year and get to the championship game every year. They hated Tony Dungy ultimately. You know, I mean, fans are fickle, and I get that, and I get there's pressure and expectations to win, but you know, you got to remember they weren't saying that when Dan Quinn got them to a Super Bowl in year two and should have won that game. They weren't saying that, you know. They were only saying that when things went sour.
Well, I guess we got to give him his 5-year contract if he has a 5-year contract, and then stick with him for the next 3 years and hope we can get this thing going because we do have some nucleus somewhere.
Yeah.
But if I could say if you get rid of Witt, you got to get rid of Kingsbury also because he's a one-trick pony. I don't know why we constantly run the shotgun and when we got a 2nd-and-1 or a 3rd-and-1, you in the shotgun formation. I know people say that about that all year long, but, you know, this guy is just he need to go also.
I hear you. I hear you, Lee. Let me jump in on you because I got to get to one more here before the break. I would just say this. I do not think that's the reason why the offense is struggling, just because they're in gun or pistol. I mean, I think that is a very, very, very overhyped narrative. I'm not saying it wouldn't help them to have more variety. Of course it would. But that's not the reason why the offense is struggling. Let's go to Paulie and get him aboard here. What up, Paulie? How are you?
Rufio, man, how you doing? Hell to
Paulie,
the W.
What's going on, baby?
Hey, if something must be wrong with your phone or something, man.
What's that?
Or your laptop?
Yeah,
I'm checking my emails, and I don't see where you sent me my ticket to Madrid. You send that yet?
Yeah.
What happened?
It's coming. it'll be there next Monday, Paulie. Next Monday.
Hey, yeah, I was just messing with you, man. Hey, look, man, day late, dollar short with this replacement thing. Season's over with. You had to make this move when there was still hope for the season. I was talking to G from the shop, and he said something. We was talking about this most of the morning, but then he said something just now. He said, players will quit on you when they feel like you're trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. And he's 100% correct about that. You seen that yesterday. That there was no – a lot of people was making business decisions yesterday. And you seen that. And that's because they keep – with Joe Witt, week in and week out, he's doing the same thing. We talked about this on Friday when I said they need to just, well, I mean, they're playing with house money. Throw the kitchen sink at them. And they came out and they ran the same defense that they've been running all year long, this vanilla defense. And you see players not reacting to it and making business decisions. So to me, that's how Trey Amos got hurt. He made a business decision. He didn't attack that play. You know, he made a business decision. And when you play not to get hurt, you're going to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so, yeah, I just think it was a day late and a dollar short on this. Now, moving forward, it ain't just about changing the coordinator, too. You need to change some players out of there, too, because I'm not even mad at De'Ron Payne. At least somebody cared enough and was frustrated enough. Now, he lost his cool, yeah. I mean, was it the right thing to do? No. But at least he showed me that he cared enough and he was invested enough where he did lose his cool. But for you to say, okay, when you come back, that, and I don't mean you. I mean you and anybody, callers, whoever, to say, well, okay, when he comes back, you need to sit him on the bench because he's inconsistent and da-da-da-da. Okay, well, why we ain't sitting Bobby Wagner on the bench?
It's fair.
Why he playing every snap? The only thing he's consistent at is being old and not good. So it ain't just sitting a player on the bench because he punched somebody in the neck. Let's sit all the players on the bench.
Right, but I think the point, Paulie, was not benching him just for performance. It was for being undisciplined and being selfish and losing his cool.
Look at the team. The whole team is the whole defense is undisciplined.
No, but you know what I'm saying. Undisciplined in terms of his temper.
I know what I'm saying. I know what you're saying. But what I'm saying is, but to say okay, he's also inconsistent. His play inconsistent. Let's sit him down. Well, you got to sit down everybody who's inconsistent. Then, like I said before, if there's a player on his roster and he's playing, you know, maximum amount of plays, and you don't have a 2-year plan for him. We need to be sitting them down. I agree with you 100%. They messed up by not even making any moves. Now we're talking about trading back from a top 5 pick. Well, you know what? We should have got some capital at the trade deadline. I mean, that Laramie Tunsil trade sounds good. You talked about the Dolphins. When they was getting their ass handed to them like that, they started cleaning house. And they started with Larry Tunsil and Michael Fitzpatrick. And they built their roster from there. You know what I mean? So, I mean, sometimes, you got to do addition by subtraction. I think they're holding on to some of these players for the wrong reason.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're holding on to resumes. And we try to move forward. If you ain't got a 2-year plan with these players, then it's time to sit them down. As far as the offense go, the offense is healthy outside of the receiver position. And the problem with Cliff Kingsbury is there's no rhyme or reason to how he called plays. I don't like the shotgun stuff neither. But there's no rhyme or reason the way he'll for every one great play he designed, there's three more duds that doesn't make sense of what he's doing.
All right, let me jump in there, Paulie. The ticket is in the mail. Okay, let me know when you get it.
No, the email, Rufio.
No, the mail. No, I'm gonna have AMAC trot it down to Virginia Beach. Okay, to Norfolk.
Barcode, Rufio.
Bye, Paulie.
Hey, man, safe travel.
Thank you, pal. Appreciate you. We got to take a timeout. 3:23. Breaking news, as you heard live here, thanks to AMAC. Not thanks to me. What? No?
No, it's not thanks to me.
Yeah, it is thanks to you.
No,
you
it's
made,
not.
No, you made an executive decision, and I'm glad you did.
No, I didn't.
I think you did.
I don't think I did.
I think you did. On the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer.
When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.